So be honest, did you do any Black Friday shopping today? I didn't set foot in a store. I was at work for most of the day. Things started early today because the Prime Minister was testifying at that inquiry, so he kind of prevented my Black Friday. Usually I go have a look. Not that there's a lot of shopping to be done in Victoria, but usually I go have a look. I didn't this year, but apparently people were back in stores. That was what was the most interesting thing. 90% of people in some survey said that they were planning on heading back to bricks and, you know, a brick and mortar store on Black Friday. And I remember watching the videos, because we would always show them on TV, the footage of people storming into some, you know, electronic store in the States, trampling each other for a TV, and thinking, wow, I really wouldn't want to have to do that. But I looked around online. You know, obviously, you get a lot of ads today telling you about how great these deals are. Anybody you ever looked at even remotely for a second online, their ads were popping up on social media today, on my social media feeds, saying, buy me. You know, all the things you've ever looked at come out of the woodwork of advertising about just how much cheaper they are today. U.S. National Retail Federation Senior Director Catherine Cullen says, while the five-day Black Friday weekend no longer really is the start of the holiday shopping season, it's still a big deal.
It is still one of the most popular shopping events, and we're expecting millions of consumers to turn out looking for great deals and promotions, as well as spending time with friends and family while shopping over those 5 days.
So I often ask myself, how is it that we all get trapped in these manias of sales day? I mean, Boxing Day, you know, was kind of, I always did Boxing Day sales at the record store, lined up for hours in the cold to buy, you know, one thing at 50% off. It seemed like a bit of a waste of time, but part of it was just the joy of doing it, right? Part of the experience was just going out. It reminded me of what, you know, sort of the worst, what is the worst thing you've ever bought on a big sales day? I think I bought a pair of skinny jeans many years ago that were online that just, yeah, should not have ever been seen in public. It was a terrible idea. But that's what happens sometimes on sales day, right? You could let me know what the worst thing you ever bought is, or maybe the best deal you've ever got. That's a good one too. 877-399-9898 is our text line. 877-399-9898. We won't try to sell you anything. But why is it that our brain becomes so fully engaged with these sales? Why is it that we could be hardwired? And this is a survival instinct thing, to enjoy a good bargain and the hunt for a good bargain. So we went to find out, and helping us out with this is Christophe Morin. He's the CEO of SalesBrain. He's the author of The Persuasion Code and The Serenity Code. He's someone who knows a whole lot about how the brain reacts to marketing, and he joins us now from Kona in Hawaii. Thanks so much for your time tonight.
Oh, yeah. You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
So it's interesting because I've been noticing this specifically since the advent of social media. I tend to get pretty stressed around Black Friday because we're being bombarded with ads and suggestions, and it feels like the brain is reacting to it. What's going on inside?
Well, what's going on is an attempt by our brain to filter and frankly barrage the flood of these messages. You may not realize, but we get an average of 30,000 ads per day, and our brain has just not evolved to process them all.
30,000. That's an incredible amount.
And so it turns out that we don't have one brain, by the way. We really have two functional systems, one called the primal brain, which is also well known as the survival-centric brain. And that is really the type of brain that ultimately becomes the guardian of our sanity. And therefore, at the same time, it's also a very emotional and very impulsive brain. Whereas the rational brain, which is more evolved, is the type of activity where we can think, we can deliberate. And sadly, in Black Friday, all attempts are made to shut down our rational brain and only stimulate and activate the primal one.
Yeah, I imagine on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, the whole point is to get us to make impulse buys, right? So it's a bit of an unfair game sometimes.
It is. And it's true that the research on advertising that I've done over the 20 years of merging neuroscience and advertising does show how frankly problematic many of those messages are, not so much to adults, because you can expect that the maturation of our brain has enabled us to protect ourselves to some extent, but young people are not as protected as we are.
So if it's playing on our sort of primal brain, our fight or flight, so I mean, that's probably too simplistic, but what is it that we're experiencing? Because it feels like the biggest one is that sense of missing out, that sense of loss. And if you don't take advantage of it, you're going to be without. But at the same time, I gather it's also trying to convince us to make that bet versus sort of expending something and getting something back for it.
That's right. Well, going back to the primal brain doesn't know time is exists to speak of. It's a now brain. And therefore, when you feel that there is an unusual, fairly aggressive offer made to you, the primal brain is all excited. We're releasing the kind of neurotransmitters and hormones that ultimately make us approach those very seducive offers. And so we're talking about dopamine, of course, which is known as the reward transmitter. It's the sugar of our motivation, but it's also the source of many of our addictions. We're talking about oxytocin, where we feel that all of a sudden we're bathing in gifts and opportunities like we've never seen before. And so we're very vulnerable because all our chemistry is baked and cooked in such a way that we have very little inhibition in order to protect ourselves from all those good deals, so to speak.
Right. And I guess one of the things that you've explained is that the deals allow us, or give our primal brain, or give our rational brain permission to let our primal brain take over in some senses, because we're thinking, it's cheaper than it used to be. So therefore, I can make an impulse buy. I won't regret it. I won't necessarily regret it later.
Well, that's it's even harder than that for the rational brain to take any kind of action, because right, the dominance of these transmitters is so strong that we are literally hijacked, if you will, during those few days, with the sensation that it's all going to go away until we act now. And the rational brain, which is where we do have the ability to travel in time, is put aside unless you have the will and the force, the mental force to resist it. It's very, very difficult to activate our rational brain. It's costly. It takes a lot of energy, glucose and oxygen. And the primal is much more efficient, which makes it more lethal in a way.
Yeah. I think we've all been experiencing it the last week or so, because it feels like it starts earlier every year as well. Tell me a bit about the difference between online experience and personal, because it used to be Black Friday, the sort of the image of Black Friday was people trampling over each other for TVs at Walmart or at a Best Buy. That was the image we had. It feels like now we do a lot of this battling with our primal brain all by ourselves in front of our phones. How much of a difference does that make?
It is, in fact, a growing area of research. Obviously, we've learned to adapt to the fact that we can't and don't need to shop, physically for most of what we need. And so there are lots of opportunity online to create a storytelling that is very visual and very emotional, which may not exist at all in the context of, shopping a big store, which is not exactly that pleasant. So we control more elements, including the speed and how much we want to engage online. We can also do it at any time of the day or night. And therefore, we can't escape in a way. We can't have excuses for not attending to those offers. It's really provided immense opportunities for many of us to be manipulated by offers, frankly.
Yeah, because your primal brain's always reminding you that sale is on, that thing that you decided not to buy 6 hours ago, you could still buy it, but not for long.
That's right. There's no way the rational can throw in hurdles or problems of reaching a particular store at a particular time. None of those barriers no longer exist.
Now that we know just how susceptible our brains are, or the primal brain is, to this sort of barrage of advertising that we get around this time of year, how susceptible we are to the idea that we can get a good deal on something and that good deal is fleeting, so it makes us want to act, right? How do you train your brain to cool down?
It's a big raging area of research right now, not just because we need to protect ourselves from overpurchasing, but also because many of our addictions, whether it's food or substance, are really anchored in the same sort of neurobiological mechanisms, this inability that we have to put white space between the craving and the behavior. So the best approach that I have seen, and certainly those that I describe also in the Serenity Code, to lower stress and anxiety is to engage more at the rational level, to do what's called cognitive reappraisal or cognitive reassessment, which is simply to give yourself the time, the pause in your craving, to really create the pros and cons of that deal. What is so special about it? How unique is it? Do you need it? Because a lot of those purchases, some people argue, especially psychologists, are really trying to fill gaps that exist in your soul. And therefore, just the craving for purchasing in a way can hide more deep problems emotionally and psychologically. So reactivating the rational, pausing as much, creating more time between the urge to act and the decision to do so.
Because I guess ultimately your primal brain doesn't always make good decisions for you, right? So you may not regret not acting on impulse if you just give your brain a chance to think about it a little more clearly.
It's very true. We depend on the primal brain to alert us to the possibility that the piece of wood that you briefly noticed as you were hiking is potentially a snake, and it could be extremely dangerous. So right. We have this dependence, but we don't need it to push us to act on purchasing decisions of products or services that are not as urgent as the signal in our brain is suggesting. I mean, the amygdala is often cited as a problem for the Black Friday success, to the extent that the amygdala is a tiny little brain structure inside of the primal brain that is the megaphone of an emotional response. And so we have the software in our primal brain to amplify those opportunities that are deemed to be passing and therefore could signal, you know, a shorter lifespan. I mean, we've needed it for food, for protecting ourselves from predators, but we haven't yet quite figured out how to protect ourselves from, you know, Black Friday deals.
Yeah, we don't need it for a sweater, right? That's the...
exactly.
But you've also pointed out, because you both looked at the idea of persuasion, but also the idea of serenity and anxiety, that it can be an anxious time too, isn't it? This time of year when all these sales are on and Christmas is coming and you have to buy, it can become quite stressful. I find Black Friday and Cyber Monday relatively stressful because it's easy to ignore, but you get that fear of missing out, which is, you don't want to admit it, but it's what happens, right? You think, what about that pair of sunglasses I don't need? You know, I really should look to see if they're on an even bigger sale now, but you really shouldn't.
Yeah, you've mentioned the fear of regret a number of times. It is a very primal fear. And in fact, there is a tiny little brain area in the primal brain called the insula that will light up each time we experience this issue. And I talk a lot to many of my clients, for instance, when they sell all kinds of services, particularly large items, to, in fact, have a process after the purchase to reassure people that either they can return the items if they feel regret, or that they have indeed made a good decision. So we really can't assume that people have this ability to manage those emotional ups and downs, which, as you just said, will create stress, ultimately moving into some possible anxiety, which sends the signal that you've done something wrong. You can't, you know, stop thinking about it. Rumination kicks in. And before you know it, you go see a psychologist to ease, you know, the stress on your nervous system. So it's really, once again, important to step back and recognize whether or not we need those deals before we let go and allow the hijacking of the primal brain.
How about for you? Do you ever buy anything on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, or do you try to avoid it?
You know, living on an island makes me quite vulnerable to many of those deals, especially since Hawaii is often the kind of state where vendors are saying, we're not shipping there. And so I have the double problem of not having all the items that I need. And now they're on sale. So it's quite difficult. I need to just shut down my internet to protect myself, really.
Yeah, your primal brain is on overdrive, I'm sure. Christophe Morin, thank you so much for your time and your insight on this tonight.
You're very welcome.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.